Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on bassline theory, an Amen Variation Swing. In this session, we're going to build one of those classic drum and bass ideas where the bass line doesn't just sit on top of the drums, it actually feels like it's reacting to them. That's the whole vibe here. The bass and the Amen break are in conversation. The drums say something, the bass answers, and the groove starts to feel alive. We're working in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only, and we're aiming for a short 8-bar loop that could sit at the core of a roller, a jungle-leaning edit, or a darker D&B drop. Even if you're brand new, this is a great exercise because it teaches you how to make low-end feel musical, not just loud. First, set your tempo to around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want a clean default, go with 174. That gives you a very standard D&B pace and makes the break feel right away. Now create two MIDI tracks. One will hold the drums, one will hold the bass. You can also add an audio track if you want to resample later, but that's optional for now. In arrangement view, loop 8 bars. That's enough space for a repeating idea with variation, which is exactly what D&B thrives on. Let's start with the drums, because the bass line needs something to swing against. Load drum rack on your drum track. If you already have an Amen sample, great. If not, no problem, you can still build the feeling with a kick, a snare, a closed hat, and a few chopped ghost notes or break fragments. Keep it simple at first. Put the kick on beat 1, put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Then add some ghost hits around the snare, maybe a tiny chop before the snare, maybe a little extra movement after it. We're not trying to overproduce the break yet, we just want enough motion so the bass can interact with it. If you're working with a sampled break, open it in Simpler and switch it to slice mode. If the break is punchy, transient slicing is a good place to start. Then play the slices from MIDI and make a basic Amen style pattern. Again, don't overcomplicate it. The goal is to create space and momentum, not to cram every beat with information. Now let's build the bass. On the bass track, load Operator. Operator is a really good beginner choice because it's clean, fast, and great for sub-heavy material. Start with a sine wave or something very close to that. Keep it mostly mono. That's important. In drum and bass, the low end needs to stay focused and solid. If the patch needs a little more attitude, add saturator after operator. A drive of around 2 to 6 dB is usually enough to create some harmonic content without wrecking the sub. Turn soft clip on if needed. That helps keep things controlled. If you later add width or texture, keep the actual sub content centered and clean. Here's the main concept for this lesson. The sub is the anchor, and the texture is the character. Now open a MIDI clip on the bass track and start with very few notes. Seriously, less is more here. A lot of beginner bass lines go wrong because they try to fill every gap. In this style, the gaps are part of the groove. Start with one anchor note. Pick a note that feels like home, then build around it. A simple starting phrase might place a bass note just after beat 1, then another one near the snare, then a bit of space, then another answer. Think of it like this. The drum tells the story first, and the bass replies. For example, you might do bar 1 with a short note, a rest, another short note, then more space. In bar 2, keep the same idea but change one thing. Maybe add a pickup note, maybe shorten one note, maybe move one note up or down an octave. The point is not repetition for its own sake, but variation with consistency. Use short note lengths as a groove tool. In this style, clipped notes often feel better than long ones because they let the break breathe. Let the snare own its moment. Let the ghost hit sparkle through. Your bass should fill the gaps, not redraw the entire rhythm. Now let's talk about swing. You can use the groove pool later, but for now, I want you to feel the rhythm manually. Nudge some notes slightly late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. That tiny shift can make a huge difference. It creates that push-pull energy that makes Amen-based D&B feel human and alive. You can also push certain notes a touch earlier if you want more urgency. Just keep it subtle. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in D&B. Micro-timing matters more than huge changes. Now listen closely to the relationship between the bass and the break. Ask yourself, after that snare hit, should the bass speak here, or should it leave space? That question alone will make your programming better. In this style, silence is a rhythmic choice. Next, use velocity to shape the phrase. Make the first note of a phrase a little louder. Lower the velocity on passing notes. Use stronger accents where the bass answers the snare or kick. And use lower velocity notes for ghost-like responses. If your bass patch responds to velocity, this can open the sound and make the groove feel more expressive. If it doesn't, Velocity can still help you control filter or tone changes later. A helpful range is around 90 to 110 for accents, 70 to 90 for normal notes, and 40 to 70 for ghost notes. You don't need to be exact. The main thing is to create contrast. Now let's make the loop evolve over the full 8 bars. A static bass line gets boring fast, even if the sound is good, so automate a few small things. Good targets are auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, or even small gain moves with utility. You might start with a darker tone in bars 1 and 2, open the filter a little by bars 3 and 4, add a touch more drive in bars 5 and 6, then pull things back slightly in bars 7 and 8. Tiny changes are enough. In DNB, subtle automation usually sounds more professional than giant sweeps. If you want to use the groove pool, you can, but don't rely on it too early. Manual placement teaches you more about why the groove works. Later, if you do use groove, keep the timing amount light. A little goes a long way. Now let's clean the low end. This part matters a lot. Keep the bass mono. If you add a second, dirtier layer, make sure that layer is filtered so it doesn't compete with the sub. If the kick and bass are fighting, don't just turn things up. Instead, carve space. Use EQ8 on the drum or bass tracks if needed. If the kick is too heavy in the sub area, gently cut somewhere around 40 to 70 Hz. If the bass is masking the kick, make a small dip where the kick's fundamental sits. The goal is not to make everything big. The goal is to make everything clear and powerful. A very useful rule here is this. The kick owns the transient. The bass owns the sustained. Now we can add a small arrangement move so the loop feels like a real section. Pick bar 4 or bar 8 and change something. Remove the bass note on the last beat. Add a tiny snare fill. Drop in a short amen chop. Close the filter briefly. Even a small change like that can make the whole loop feel intentional instead of repetitive. DNB arrangement often works by repeating the core groove, then editing the last bar so the phrase turns over nicely. If your bass line feels too clean, this is a perfect moment to resample it. Create a new audio track, record the bass for a few bars, and then chop that audio or load it into simpler in slice mode. You can reverse one fragment, layer a chopped hit under the MIDI bass, or use the resample as a more aggressive performance version. This is a very common way to get more attitude and more movement in darker DNB. Audio editing often feels more real than perfectly neat MIDI. Here's a quick recap of the core idea. Build the groove around the amen break first. Keep the bass simple, spaced, and responsive. Use note timing, velocity, and tiny automation moves to create swing. Keep the sub mono and clean. Edit the last bar so the loop feels like a phrase. And if you want more grit, resample and chop. A great way to practice this is to make a 1-bar or 2-bar loop with only 3 to 5 bass notes total. Set the tempo to 174. Build a basic drum break with a few ghost hits and make the bass answer the snare instead of crowding it. Nudge at least 2 notes slightly late. Add a small filter move over 2 bars. Then duplicate the loop and change one thing in bar 2, like removing a note or adding a pickup. That simple exercise can teach you a lot about groove. And here's the mindset I want you to keep. In drum and bass, the best bass lines often feel like edited conversations with the drums. Not a separate melody. Not just a subline. A conversation. That's what makes an amen variation swing hit so hard. So take your time, listen for the spaces, and trust small moves. When the drums and bass lock together just right, you'll hear that instant DNB pressure. And that's the magic.